Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yo, we back.
Okay, you know, I'm Ray Will, and let's see what name he's going by now.
Hey, listen, it's Giovanni Ray, man. It's always been Giovanni Ray. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we gonna get live in here. I mean, we trying to get live, but right now we sound like we in a Bible meeting. But
hey, man. That ain't a bad thing, you know, Bible meeting, man, you know, you got to get connected to the Bible, man, you know, you got to get connected to your word, man. There's no wrong with, you know, reading the word anyway. You know?
Said Jesus' cell tower been down for a while, me and his connection ain't been there right now. So.
Whoa, you know, so that's a whole different thing. Maybe we should talk about that Nick thing, you know, next episode, you know, that whole Nick Cannon situation, man. We got a lot of catching up to do, you know.
We feel bad for the brother, let's just say that. I mean, personal opinion on that, yeah, I feel bad for Nick. I mean, yeah, if you wanna, you know, get into the facts of that, you know, can we say he spoke out of turn? Yes. Mm-hmm. Can we also say that a lot of things are taken lightly when it has to do with religious groups of other race? Whether then not taking it lightly, and then when it has to do with a bigger religious group in America, I'm speaking, it's taken more harshly, right? It's defended more. But when another person speaks out of line about something, it's like this big thing. But then we have people out there talking about they're the all, you know, origin of race or origin of religion or whatever. And that's not taken out of context. It's just like a very flip-flop situation. Like I said, I don't want to touch on it as much because I'm not sure the whole facts and whole basis of the story of what happened or the comments that was made. But I just say, man, people fuck up. And Nick has always been an influential, aspiring brother. I mean, owning his own thing, owning his own network, you know, his own platform, his show that was running for a good 15 seasons, 16 seasons.
Yeah.
And it seems like every time that a brother is of power and he's trying to do bigger things, they always find a scandal to just take him down, man. So, hey, Nick, man, keep your head up and, you know,
definitely.
Shit, get through it, man. I know it's always one-sided, especially when it comes to the US of A, but, man, we still rock with you over here at Freedom of Mind, man.
And these are our opening remarks, y'all. You know, we started off with that. I guess we're already speaking our mind. And we ain't even on the main subject yet. I guess that relates to, you know, the state of hip hop, but you know, if you want to consider him an MC, you know what I'm saying? You know,
Nick, I had to do that because you know that's the only album. That, you know what I'm saying? That's the only song you had, and you had Kales in that shit.
Come on, man. Woo, I'm sure he ain't very proud of that. That moment, you know. I don't know. You know, you never know. You know, but
Gigolo spending lots of dough. Come on, man. Who wrote that for you? That's crazy. Man. But shout out to Nick Cannon, like Wildin' Out, man, has
most
always
definitely
been a big impression on all of us for most young comics that are on the up and coming. For he always opened that platform and that stage for everybody, even celebrities, to get on and, you know, just freestyle, man, freestyle jokes and all that, man. So shout out to the brother.
Well, since we're on the subject, you know, with that whole Nick Cannon situation, I think that there needs to be more of an open discussion about that situation, about the Jewish religion, the Jewish culture, you know, people, you know, the definition, and if you look up the meaning of it and in the background behind it, it's more emphasized as a religion and a religious movement. You know, obviously it goes all the way back to the Bible, you know. The Bible really is probably a book about the origin of Jews, you know, and it's pretty much based off of it.
Yeah.
And but, you know, now, you know, we got race that plays a part into it and people claiming to be part of it, and you know, a lot of black people are claiming it, European people, you know, white people are claiming it, and it's like, what's going on here? You know, and then one thing I tripped off. Yeah, I remember asking my pops this when I was younger. You know, my pops used to watch, you know, he was in the military, and he used to watch a lot of stuff about warfare and, you know, World War One, World War Two, and all that, you know, specifically World War Two. And then obviously when you think of World War Two, you think of Hitler. And then, you know, I used to wonder, like, I asked my pops, like, why did Hitler do all the things that he did, right? Like, why did he do that, right? My pops was like, I don't know, you know, he didn't say, I don't know, but, you know, he was telling me a lot, but he was telling me things that I felt like it wasn't the main point. You know, it didn't get to the main core of why he was doing what he's doing. And the truth is, it was kind of mysterious to why he was doing what he was doing. I don't even think he even pointed out why he specifically did that to the Jews. And it reverts back to religious beliefs, you know, because he felt that he was this perfect true Christian and perfect true white person, Caucasian person. And he felt like the Jews, you know, kind of like betrayed Jesus and, you know, betrayed Christianity. And he felt that they were traitors. That's what I'm getting out of it. You know, I don't know. I don't want to, you know, be controversial, but this is just what I'm getting out of it with my two cents.
And it's a very touchy subject.
That's
what happened with Nick Cannon. And I said, I don't know all the facts and bases around it. But I mean, if one cat makes a comment, right, and he's from a different race than the other, it's like we're pinning against each other in a way, because it's like the other race, the other religion can say something bad or badmouth another specific group in America, and it'd be cool, right? Nobody will really be talking about it. You know, you got a brother of power, it's like, it's a whole nother scandal. You know, so I just be peeping mad shit that's going on, and you know, the playing field is definitely not fair, but I think with religion, like, it's best to just kept it, you know, quiet with your own personal opinion, you know, leave it to yourself or whatever, and, you know, just keep it pushing, man. I hope Nick, you know, finds new horizons or whatever, and I don't know too much facts about, you know, with the Hitler situation and all that. I don't really want to get into that, you know, that was in the past or whatever, but, you know, it was horrible. It was horrible what happened to that specific religion.
Right. But
you also got to put into fact, it was horrible what happened to the black in America, or what happened to the Latino, or what happened to the Asian immigrant.
No doubt,
what happened,
right.
You know, this and that. So, I mean, whether it's religion, whether it's a race, you got to put into fact for everybody too. Mm-hmm. Because if you're just peeping on one subject, or you tuning in on one subject, it's like, come on, man. Like, we've all suffered heavy like that too. If you want to call, quote unquote, that a Holocaust, which it was, a killing of a major group, and not just a killing, essentially trying to extinct this whole group of people, you can say many other races have been through a Holocaust in that way. I believe in China, there was a rape of Nanking, I believe, right? That was an Asian Holocaust type thing that was going on. Even as in Africa, the slave trade during that time.
Arab slave trade and Atlantic slave trade. Yeah.
You can say, in a sense, that was a Holocaust as well. So you see, we all suffer. So we all get it, and we all are touchy, and we all understand to be respectful. So I don't know, maybe it was a comment that he made, but I just also feel like, man, you know, we fuck up, we make mistakes, we speak out of turn or whatever, but it's good for all of us as a collective, because we've been through similar trials and tribulations, to just like, yo, piece it up and, you know, move on from it. You know, everybody got their own beliefs.
Well, yeah, I mean, move on from it, but I would have to add a little bit to that, bro, and say support, man. Support will go a long way. You know, when you knock someone down and it's hard for them to get back up, I mean, at least, you know, help them back up. Help them back up, make sure they good, and, you know, make sure that they're going to be all right. And we all, you know, we all roll back together. You know, don't you know, you kick somebody and then once they down, you continue to kick them when they down, and then you vacate, you leave, and then they still down, and then you like, you look back and they way back, way behind you, and you like, what's wrong with you? Why, you know, why you ain't up, man? You tripping. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing, you know, with the situation, you know what I'm saying? But going back to my, you know, my point with the Nick Cannon situation, I know it's real touchy, but I'm just trying to make sense of it. That's why I'm saying it to me, I feel like the conversation needs to be a little bit more open. It's like mystery going on with it, you know, and it's like when something is really serious, and that's just like when you're trying to fix something and you call for it to be repaired, and they come and they kind of bullshit around with it, and it kind of came on back on again, but you know, it ain't quite working the same. You know what I'm saying? And then you're not a mechanic, you're not an engineer or whatever, you don't know much about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you do, you're afraid that you might fuck it up. So, you know, and it's just, you're just not getting the proper care. You know, and it's just kind of like what I'm saying with the situation. You know, and it's like, you know, who is a Jew and who's not a Jew? You know, what is a Jew? You know what I'm saying? They're not hearing all these different terminologies and these identities. You know what I'm saying? You got Hebrews, you know, you're like, you got, you know, the land was called Canaan before, and you know, like, what is going on up in here? You know, I even heard Phoenician, and it's a lot of stuff going on here. You know, Israelites, you know, right? You know, and some of the major religions, you know, we know Christianity, Judaism, and Islam are based off in this same land. So it's just, to me, you know, but it's a hot mess. You know what I'm saying? And then people are trying to claim it and like, oh no, I'm the one. And you know, and then you go off the Bible and then you're like, oh, well, you know, and then you go off of the, you know, the descendants of Noah, and you know, that's just a hot mess, you know, and you know, come on. Yeah, but that's why we had to have the discussion and have a respectable discussion. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Don't nobody need to go off and try to beef and, you know, harm each other. Yeah, come on now, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to figure this out, y'all. That's my thing. All right. Epa, Giovanni Ray. We're going to have this segment where we'll called Cool or Not. Are you cool or not? And pretty much I'm going to bring up a topic, and then you're going to let me know if it's cool or not. And the topic that I'm gonna bring up is the whole Meg Thee Stallion and what's that boy name? Tory Lanez, right? So was it, you know, from what we know with the shooting incident, is Tory Lanez cool or not to you, man? That whole situation, man.
Well, as you know, Megan came out. You know, she made the video, put up on Instagram, you know, now we have her side of the story. So, you know, basing on those facts of what we saw in the media, of what she's stating, I'm not cool with any brother putting their hands on a woman or
no doubt
giving an act of violence towards a woman. She was really real about it too, because if what she's saying is true, which could be factual, but we also didn't hear Tory's side. But it should never condone anything that took place, right? Megan is so dope that she follows rules that
yeah.
I feel these yeah. motherfuckers of this young generation should be following, these right. young brothers.
Yeah.
She stayed silent about it.
Yeah.
She saw the police and she didn't want to tell the cops that a brother had a gun with him. Because she knows how cops be. She stays silent and she stays, you know, quote unquote, like her OGs that are around her. You know what I'm saying? She keeps it to herself and she kind of handles it by herself. She's not really too public. So when you see her getting out on a video, because all you dumb motherfuckers out there that are commenting on her page or saying some shit like you don't think man. It's real, whatever the case, man. Leave her the fuck alone, man.
Yeah.
Because
I'm calling her a snitch.
She's that real about it, her shit, and she's that, you know, keen to, you know, the streets, or keen to the respect of her fellow brothers and sisters, and you know, just a down-to-earth girl and a really hot MC to where it's like, She don't deserve that, man.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And my point is like, nah, I ain't cool with that. Like, that shit really went down like that, man. That, you know, lost a lot of respect. I mean, we can distinguish between the brothers' music and everything. I mean, the brothers' music always been cool, you know, but I'm not with that situation. I'm not with that at all, you know, from the jump. And I think, like, we need to leave this sister alone. And see, we don't know too much, right? We know her side, but a lot of other facts of the case ain't come out. So I think what social media does and what they really need to try not to do is, you know, make these quote unquote like headlines or this fake news or create a narrative and they don't even know what really happened. But as far as that, nah, I'm not cool with this. What you feel about it, Ray?
I'm not cool with it so far. You know, so far with what we know, I'm not cool with it. You know, him shooting her like that, you know, listen here, man. Okay. What's the worst she could have done? Right. She could have pulled out a weapon, a knife, maybe a gun herself and pointed it in his head. Yeah, that could have happened. Right. Mm-hmm. But I seriously doubt that. You know, it just sounded like to me like they got into some kind of argument in the car. And, you know, I guess tempers flared and, you know, he reached for his gun and shot her. You know, I guess once she was already out the car. And me, I'm going to take it a little bit a step further. And you talk about bottom of the totem pole of the society. Bottom of the totem pole are Black women, right? You know, because of the lack of respect. You know, people probably don't take them very seriously, you know, and I will also have to put that, probably in the same category as Latino women, you know, the same category, honestly, man. It's like lack of respect, man, but these are some of the strongest human beings we have on the face of this earth, man. And, and you talk about two type of women that holds down the family, you know, so it's like lack of respect. And why would you even think to even pull a gun out on a woman, let alone anybody, but a woman, a Black woman? And that's the first thing that came to mind with me when I heard about the news. I was just like, I'm not going to lie. You know, I thought it was a bitch move. You know, I really thought. But again, yeah, we don't know the whole real. We don't know his side of the story, but it ain't looking too good, man. And then another thing, too, people going around calling her a snitch. Listen here, everybody already kind of knew that what happened. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, this dude shot her. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? It was obvious.
Let me just state facts. She never snitched. Uh-huh. That's why there was an open case. That's why you didn't see Tory behind bars and shit. Because she didn't snitch. She didn't say to the cops or to the nurse. You know, she was real quiet about the shit until dumb motherfuckers started coming up on the internet talking about her foot must have been cut by glass or all type of bullshit, but it's like y'all weren't there. You know what I'm saying? Any type of domestic abuse, I think if you haven't been in a situation like that or you don't know somebody that's been in a situation like that, you really shouldn't have an opinion about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And no matter what the argument's about, if you the man in the situation, just let it go. Pull off to the side. Let her have her thing and
Bail
out. Right. You know, walk away.
Because I tell you this too. Let's keep it real. If that was your homeboy and y'all got into it, right? And your homeboy is bigger than you or just as big as you, you're gonna be thinking about it. Not to say that you a punk, but you're going to be thinking about it because you're going to be thinking about the repercussions, the challenge. You're going to be thinking about the intensity on the real. And you know what I'm saying? And then going back to lack of respect for the Black woman, right? Because if you shoot her, you know, actually, guys took up for him. Other bitch-made-ass motherfuckers took up for him. Apparently, it's a lot of those, right? So, but if you would have shot your homeboy, motherfuckers would have been like, oh, you're a bitch for that. You're a punk. You would have got more scrutiny, you know, for that. And you got that in the back of your mind, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, that shit needs to stop. So that's why I give props to, you know, you mentioned Bumby supporting her, Michael B. Jordan supporting, all these brothers supporting her, and that's Bubby important. Bubby
is from UGK, you know, Houston.
Right, right. You know, Houston, yeah, holding it down for H-Town, and then T.I.
from Houston.
There we go. That's a good point. And, you know, with T.I. was holding it down. T.I. has something to say about it, about the situation. So, you know, we need that, and Megan need that, and Black women need that. You know, so
Megan is a definition of what natural Black beauty is, right?
No doubt.
She's taller than the average woman. You know what I'm saying? That's why Megan Thee Stallion coming in place. I think she what, like
at least a good 5'10", man.
5'10", 5'11". With heels on, she about 5'11".
Oh, no, heels on, she well over 6 foot, bro.
6 foot, something like that. But it's like, she from Houston. She a country girl, you know what I'm saying? But
got that country girl body.
She got,
I mean.
Get steamy.
Curvilicious, boy.
Yeah, because I like a tall girl because I like a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 5'8". You know, that's tall in the way. You know, but I ain't no Martin tall, Martin short. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like that, I like that challenge. You know, challenge with the stallion.
Yeah, you got to break that down, right? You got to break it down.
Yeah, you got to climb on that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to climb up to it. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You can pull the hair, have fun. You know? That's like a bike with handlebars.
You go a little rough with that, right? Yeah, you ain't got to worry about being too gentle, right? You know, you go a little rough with that.
That's like when you're driving a car for the first time. You know what I'm saying? You got the big old steering wheel. Beep, beep.
Hey, man, you know what, man? People be fronting, but people like them, you know, heavy sisters. You know what I'm saying? Thicker.
I ain't be fronting. I'm too fit for that.
Bigger
now.
Sisters, man.
I'm too fit for that.
Hey, motherfuckers be fronting. And you know, I noticed it be the skinny motherfuckers who like bigger women. I don't give a fuck. It's skinny motherfuckers who like, I've seen it.
I've seen it, bro. I'm not gonna lie, if you have a little thigh, I won't really turn an eye. You know what I'm saying? But I'm too fit to have that extra thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm way too fit. Like, you got to be on my level at that time. Like, you got to be going to the gym, being active like how I'm being. But, I mean, I don't care if you got a little bit of bun. You know what I'm saying? I don't eat pork, but my hot dog can fit in any bun. You know what I mean? But you got to have, like, that right ratio of bun. You know what I'm saying? You can't have too much bun, you know? I'm still, you know, I'm big fella, but little at the same time, you know? But shout out to the thick women out there, you know, continue eating whatever you want to eat during this, you know, quarantine or whatever. I know y'all ain't on your diet. You say that like every day. I'm about to get me on a diet today. Next day you fuck around, go to KFC, get the 2-piece. But that's all right, baby girl, because there's a lot of men out there that love you. Well, let's not fuck around, right? Let's not fuck around. A lot of white girls. No, I'm sorry. A lot of white girls are with brothers. And then it flips around when you see the skinniest L7 corny ass white guy with a calculator in his fucking handkerchief pocket.
Oh, real.
And he's with the thickest.
Okay, so we talking about Serena Williams now? Okay,
I'm talking about Monique.
Okay.
He was a white guy with somebody like Monique in the younger days though. Hey, I love you, Auntie. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Auntie. You slim now. But I'm talking about Monique in
back
the
when
younger
she did
days.
The big back when she yeah, did the big girl movie.
When she did Miss Parker's and shit.
The Parkers
and shit. You know what I'm saying? A skinny white boy like Steve Carell or something like that, you know.
It be like that though. Yeah, it do be like that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. Skinny dudes like heavier women. They like thick big
they
women.
Like
I'm telling you, look at Steph Curry and his woman. His woman thick. Yeah. She ain't a little gal. You know what I'm saying? She thick, bro.
They like a 3-piece and a thigh. You know what I'm saying? They like that shit. They like the They like a girl that can cook for them too. Cause you know white people.
That's
can't
probably
cook.
What it is. Oh,
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. I'm Latino, oh, right? Yeah. We can cook. But if you white, you just can't cook. Like, this one white girl trying to make the bologna sandwich one time. She fucked that shit up. And then, you know, the peanut butter was not spread correctly. It just be horrible. I don't know what is it with... We got to get on the next segment of that sometime on another episode of why is it, like, so many cultures that we grew up, like, Latino, Black culture, Asian culture. Like, we can chef it up. Me, myself, at home, I chef it up like crazy. But like, I don't know what happened in life. White folks, man, that all they have is canned ravioli or something. Like, you know, they just horrible at cooking.
Hey, you know what? You know what always fucked me up, right? Why do I see so many motherfuckers at fast food on Thanksgiving? I just don't understand that.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Is it just me that noticed that? Like, if this shit be wrapped, I mean, every freaking drive-thru be wrapped around the fucking block. Like, what the fuck? Like, if you don't motherfucking cook or go to grandma's house or something and get you a plate.
Get yourself, if you don't eat turkey, right? Because I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat meat. Non-dairy, all that shit.
Man, they got something for everybody, man.
They got something for everybody, right? They got them little big old chickens that you can bake in the oven and shit. You know, do what you do. Pick up a cookbook. Pick up, you know, Google, whatever the case, man. But it's like, you, a lot of people want to complain about them being heavy or whatever the case is, but it's like you're not doing anything about it to, you know, like you're going to fast food.
You're doing it about it to lose
on
it.
Holidays and all that bullshit. It's like, come on, man. Or you feeding your kids every night with that shit, you know?
You know, and put it this way, you know, we're on that subject a little bit. To me, you're going to feel good. Even, let's say, hell, you only lost a couple hundred calories. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be feeling pretty good after that workout. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's a process, but... You know, we're going to get on to the next segment, you know what I'm saying, right now. Top five labels right here, man. Who you got?
I'm going to say the top five labels or groups for myself would be Def Jam, number one. Cash Money, number two. What was that one? What was that label down in Atlanta that was with the Dungeon family?
Ooh, what? LaFace or the Dungeon? It was called the Dungeon family.
It was the Dungeon family.
The name of the production company was Organized Noise.
Organized Noise. There we go. Organized Noise.
But the Dungeon Crew was the name of the...
Yeah.
Oh, they look, I don't know if it was a label.
Rico Wade in them.
Yeah.
Outkast, all of them.
Right, yeah.
So shout out to the South. When I say Def Jam, Organized Noise, I'm going to go with Rough Riders, Cash
Rough
Money.
Rough Riders.
And, I'm gonna have to go with Bad Boy.
Did you already say Bad Boy? You didn't say Bad Boy? So okay, who said you say you got Def Jam? Excuse me, you got Def Jam, right?
Yeah, Def Jam.
Dungeon, Organized Noise.
Dungeon
Family. You mentioned
Cash Money. Rough Riders.
Okay, yeah, Bad Boy. Okay.
Bad Boy.
All right. Well, me, you know, man, I gotta really think about that, man.
And there's a lot of other honorable mentions, like
no doubt, man.
Aftermath would be my next one.
Look, don't you know? That's,
I'm just saying.
You already know I'm gonna say that. Yeah. So you gotta throw Def Jam out there. You got to, right? That's so, that. I'm gonna have to go with. Honestly, I'm contemplating between Ruthless and Death Row, man. But I'm gonna have to give. Shit, man. I'm gonna have to give an edge to Ruthless, man. Honestly, bro, because they started it, you know. If without Ruthless, there would be no Death Row.
Be no
or Dust. Aftermath, right?
Be no Bone.
Or it'd be no Bone Dust and NWA. It wouldn't be no HQ, Dre, Yella, none of those guys. Yeah. So even Will.i.am signed with Ruthless a long time ago. But Eazy-E died and they didn't know what to do with him, and so he ventured out on his own. But Eazy-E discovered Will.i.am. A lot of people don't know that. And Eazy-E introduced Latino rappers. I think Kid Frost, I believe, was with Ruthless. And Kid Frost got some gangster stuff, man. And I think Kid Frost is the father of Scoop DeVille, producer. I believe that's his pops. Scoop DeVille is a really good producer. Produced some stuff with Dre and Kendrick. So yeah, we had to go with Ruthless. What did I say? Def Jam, Aftermath. Got to throw them out there. Got to, man. Woo. Okay. Now it gets interesting for me.
You got three so far. He's steady holding on a tight rope
right
now. I
am, man. Wowzy, wowzy. Wow, it's tough, man. It's tough. Did I mention Death Row? Did I say Death Row? Yeah, I think that's a Ruthless, Aftermath, Death Row. Ruthless, Aftermath.
These are West Coast labels, right?
Hell
now,
yeah! You, come on, man. You know, please. Ruthless, Aftermath, Def Jam.
At least I had that.
Death Row, Death Row, and I'm gonna go with Rough Riders, man. Rough Riders is they was the shit, man. Rough Riders was the shit.
That's right. All that shit.
Yeah, that's my five right there, man. And, you know, but listen, man. I would say this, you know, I'm gonna give some honorable mentions. You know, you gotta throw No Limit out there. Yes, you know, although I'm not the biggest fan of No Limit myself, but I'm not gonna knock them. You know, and mainly all the other artists was tight. It was Master P to me who was just garbage. You know, like Master P is a great entrepreneur and someone who, you know, especially a black entrepreneur could look up to, or urban entrepreneur could look up to. Definitely, man. No knock on Master P, man. Great businessman, no doubt. But his music was trash. And then I gotta say,
Murder Inc.
Yo, Murder Inc. is up there. You gotta get him an honorable mention, man. You know, despite the whole debacle and then the whole 50 Cent beef and all that, man. I mean, you got to give them their props, man. I mean, right. You know, Ja Rule was on fire, man. Like, he was just dropping them, man. Every stuff, everything he was dropping was selling, man. Going multiple platinum. Murder. And then they drop Ashanti, you know what I'm saying? And what hip-hop label, it's not too many hip-hop labels, base labels, hardcore hip-hop label that's had successful R&B acts. And they had two. They had Ashanti and Lloyd. So, you know, big props to him with that or whatever. You know, they were able to switch it up.
Lloyd, that brother can sing.
But, you know, no doubt, you know, and.
But you got to look at Cash Money and Young Money. You know what I'm saying? Because Cash Money had their reign, right?
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
Right, that's true.
And then
Young Cash Money had, definitely got to be, yeah.
And then Young Money from 08 all the way up till now is still running, bitch.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Still running this shit.
You talk about both Drake and Nicki, right?
Onika and Drake.
And then you got Doe Tiger out there. You know, three very successful acts. You know, I mean, you give them their props, man. You do. Like I said, again, I'm not the biggest Lil Wayne fan. You know, but, you know, you got to give the brother props, you know, where it's due. Definitely. And let's see. So Def, I think.
Oh, So Def
probably
man.
Don't
shout
get enough
out.
Recognition.
Shout
man.
Out to JD, Jermaine Dupri, man.
You know
what I'm saying? Lil Bow Wow.
You know what? You know, I'm going to be honest. A little bit of confession. You know, I never took Jermaine Dupri very seriously, you know, for a long time.
Jermaine, he wilded.
But.
I ain't saying none of this. He wilded over here.
No. Let me explain. You know, but. I've always admired the music. I'm always vibing to Social Def music, always. Whoever it is, like I was a little kid. I was a huge Chris Cross fan, huge. I used to wear my pants backwards and baggy clothes and all that or whatever. I used to borrow, you know, my brother's clothes. My brother's a little older than me. You know what I'm saying? Wear his clothes so they were really, like really baggy or whatever. You know, so I used to wear them to school and all that and sneak them back into the room or whatever.
I still rock with that. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on the bands like every day.
Yeah. So definitely, man. But yeah, Chris Cross, man, was my shit, man. When I was a kid, I you know, that was my shit. And then DeBrat, man. DeBrat came out, man. You know, DeBrat always.
Outkast.
Well, no, the Outkast was with LaFace. And then.
But
with,
I mean, you got to give them a mention too. Like.
Oh well,
South,
you know,
South go hard.
Oh no, well definitely, man. You know, Outkast, man. Honestly, I didn't even know they were from the South. Yeah. I didn't even know they were from the South. I didn't even care where they were from. Yeah, I didn't care where they were from. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't even care. I was like, I'm just feeling Outkast. And then when Cash Money started coming out, and then No Limit started coming out with their guys, I was like, man, the South is garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like these guys is garbage. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I was just being ignorant. Hey, I'm being honest, man. You know, I was really biased, man, when I was a kid.
On fire.
Oh yeah, they were. And you know, I was just like this. Like, but it was certain acts from the South. I just disregarded where they were from. I just loved their music, right? And it wasn't just Outkast. Hold on, listen. Hold on, listen. Come on, man. I'm going to get there, man. Listen.
I know your ass like
you keep blurting it out. You know what I'm saying?
I know your ass like
right. Of course, man. Because my Mystical is the shit. You know what I'm saying? Mystical. And then obviously Scarface, man. Those three acts. I was like, I don't give a fuck where they're from. You know what I'm feeling these niggas. You know what I'm saying? And then it took Ludacris for me to respect the South.
Ludacris.
Because that was the time when I was really talking shit about it. So I was like, these niggas is garbage. I was thinking, right. And then Ludacris came out and I did the same thing I was doing when I was young. I just bypassed where he was from. I was like, it don't matter where he's from. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is shit, right? And then somebody told me, you know that nigga's from Atlanta, right? I said, what?
He said,
really?
Who that housekeeper? What you I keep said, in your what? House?
I was like, shit. Okay, all right. I stopped doing that.
Roll out.
But that's my confession, y'all. Y'all can judge me, say all you want or whatever. Everybody got their faults.
You forget
everybody,
about Texas, though.
Everybody overlooks shit.
MC, you had UGK.
Well, that's where you got Scarface, right? Scarface is Mr. H-Town.
Scarface, yeah.
I start tuning in ghetto more boy. Into the South. Get started with the Ghetto Boys with them.
Mind playing tricks on me.
Definitely, man. That's a classy hip-hop song. So, you know, just, you know, ignorance is not bliss. You know, it's not. So, check this out. Back to Social Def. So with Jermaine Dupri, I was just saying like how I'm thinking in my mind, when I think of Jermaine, well, in the past, when I thought of Jermaine Dupri, I'm like, you know, he's lame. Get the fuck out of here. I don't listen to him like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but then I'm like, it didn't, in recent times, not just that, but in the recent times, because you know me, I love to reflect on music first. And in recent times, I started realizing like, you know what? All of that shit that motherfucker made was fire. It was just straight up fire.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I need to respect this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like Jermaine
Dupri. Respect on Jermaine's name.
And then like I'm a fan of his production work. You know what I'm saying? Like everything he touches, it's like this shit sells. When okay, no knock to Puffy. Puffy is the man. You know what I'm saying? But Usher wasn't ready for Puffy. You know what I'm saying? What's the brother's name? The live face brother. You know what I'm saying? L.A. Reid. L.A. Reid sent Usher to Puffy at first, and it wasn't working out. Puffy was just too grown. He was living that fast life. Little kids ain't supposed to be around that. And then he brought him out Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri was serious about his music, and Jermaine Dupri knows how to develop artists, especially youngsters, and develop them and become stars.
And still does it today.
It's nothing. That's what he does, right? And much more things. Very talented brother. And I mean, come on now. I bought that fucking album. I remember buying that fucking album. I had to get an adult to buy that fucking album because they had the explicit content. It was like, oh, you can't buy this. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? So
that
the dude, the store clerk, that cashier, right. The cashier looked out for me. He's like, hey, you go ahead and get it, man. It's R&B, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
R&B, it's yeah. About bumping and grinding.
Right, you know, but it's like he was like it's an R&B album. And then like some hardcore ass, and then like some hardcore mystical ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So
man right there. But, like all types of shit. Man, Mystical was always angry.
Hell yeah, man. So
he'd be like, man, we have to be
that's what that's what that motherfucking, you know, being in the war would do to you. You know what I'm saying? He was in Desert Storm
yeah,
and all
yeah.
that. So.
Shout out to Mystical, man. Always been top. But, shout out to Nas, man. Just dropped that album.
Oh,
man.
That album is hot, bro.
King's Disease. Go check that shit out.
That album is hot, man. People can say what they want, man. It was some cats.
The King will always be on top.
It was some cats. It was some cats criticizing that album. I'm like, y'all tripping, homie. But hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That album is fire. The best hip hop album so far. So far. But I could be wrong. Maybe it's something I'm missing, but I'm feeling that. That shit is dope. Anything you learned today? Any closing remarks? Any concerns?
Listen, freedom of mind, man. We just started, you know what I'm saying? We're just getting started. 2021, we looking ahead, and we looking for that crew. So any young, you know, apprentice out there, any young entrepreneurs.
Talented videographers.
Videographers, all that want to be a part of a creation of a platform that will work your mind and in time can change a lot of things, man. A journey that can really show you how to really speak your voice, speak your mind, and speak about time, man. So join us.
That's right. Yeah, join us, y'all. Freedom of mind. Be part of the crew. All right. Until then, Ray Will.
Giovanni Ray.
All right, y'all. See ya.